Hi, it's Graham Stoney here, and we're talking attraction and dating. And I've got a really special guest with me today who I think you'll find has some really interesting tips for guys. She goes by the name of Hot Alpha Female, and she runs a blog on the internet where she basically answers guys' questions about women and dating and how guys can improve their success in all those kind of areas. So I want to welcome you today with me.
Hey, Graham, thanks for having me.
Great, it's great to be chatting with you. So, look, to start off with, could you tell me a little bit about your story? Like, how did you come to be advising guys on the whole women and dating scene?
I was actually thinking about this last night, and I was like, what actually did happen? And to be honest, it wasn't specifically one big event, like one big bang event where like all of a sudden I knew like, you know what, guys needed help and I needed to start advising them. It was kind of like a succession of little kind of things that happened to me and things that I learned about myself that got me to this point. But basically, one thing I remember when I was growing up, and I was probably only like 12 at the time, was this one piece of advice that my dad gave me. And he's like, you know, when you start liking boys, there are boys that you're going to like, and you have no idea why you like them and why you're attracted to them. And at 12 years old, I didn't really fully understand that. And I just kind of was like, okay, well, whatever, man. And just continued on along my growing up teenage years. But then, you know, I've had a 3-year relationship when I was quite young, and that failed miserably, but I learned a lot from it. And after that, I kind of got thrown into the dating scene and was just meeting all sorts of different guys. But 90% of the guys that I was meeting, I was just completely not interested in and had no idea why I wasn't interested in them, because you know, they were all really reasonably nice guys. I hate using that word nice, but they were all really nice guys, and you know, they had a lot to offer. They were very respectful, and you know, they would go out of their way to do a lot of things for you. But there was just, you know, I just couldn't figure out why I did not want to date them. And then I came across David D'Angelo, and he's got a book. This was probably only like a couple of years ago, and he had a book called Double Your Dating. And it was basically a book designed for men to help them create attraction with women. But as a girl reading this book, it was just like the biggest eye opener for me, because I was like, are you serious? Is this the reason why all these guys who were just like really awesome and nice, I had just didn't even give them a second look or a second chance? And so it was a big discovery on my behalf as to, oh my gosh, that's the reason why this guy in particular, who was pretty much a bit of a tool if you think about it, why I was so attracted to him, and why this other guy who had so much to offer wouldn't even, you know, give him the time of day. And since I got that kind of like realization, the whole world opened up to me, and I could start seeing with my girlfriends and with guys that were interested in me, like why that wasn't happening and why that wasn't so. And from then I just thought, you know what, let's get this information out there, because maybe there's some other guys that could benefit from this as well. And that's kind of where it all started.
Okay, interesting. So what you're
Very
saying,
interesting.
what you're saying there is actually there's a lot of women out there who are attracted to guys and maybe have no reason why, like have no idea why that is.
Oh my gosh. Women haven't the slightest clue as to why they're attracted to men. All they know is how they feel. So it's like, you know what, I'm attracted to him. You know what, I'm not attracted to him, and I don't know why. And they'll try and rationalize it out and go, well, you know, he's got this and this and this. But at the end of the day, they have no freaking idea.
Okay, so have you noticed this with some of your girlfriends, for instance, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I have conversations with my girlfriends all the time, and I'm like, so how's your dating life? What's going on? And they'll tell me about these. It's really interesting, because they'll tell me about a guy, and they'll be like, you know what, I do just want a you know, a nice guy who's, you know, he's going to take care of me. And then you look around in their life, and there are about five or six nice guys who just want to take care of them, but they don't want to date any of them. And usually the conversation revolves around me asking them questions to help them realize that, you know, that's not really what they're looking for. Because if it was, they would be dating all the guys around them that are treating them like queens.
And yet they're not attracted to those guys.
Absolutely not. And it's not like they want to be attracted to these guys. They want to be with these guys because they understand on an intellectual level that, these guys are going to be great providers, that they're, really nice, respectable guys, their parents are going to love them, like all this stuff. But they can't bring it to themselves to get attracted to them. Like they can't even make themselves attracted to a guy, even if they wanted to. It's just something that happens.
Okay, so that's fascinating. So these women are out there and they're aware that these guys have a lot to offer, but somehow there's just no chemistry because there's no attraction there, right?
Yeah, there's just like zero attraction. And I would go to say that there is probably more of them being repelled by the guys around them rather than being attracted to them. And it's sad for the guys on the other side because I've been in a situation where like I know the girl and I know the guy, and so I'm like trying to, do my best to kind of make them realize what they're doing. But yeah, it's just it can be pretty futile at times.
Absolutely. Okay. So it sounds like the women are having some frustrations with this whole dating thing as well, and they don't know what's going on either.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone's confused.
Right. Okay. So from your observations, and it sounds as though you got a lot of great experience and tips on this, are there things that these nice guys are doing that are killing this attraction somehow? Like, what can they do to get this happening so that both parties can be interested?
Yeah, I would say the number one turnoff, and I know this could sound really monotonous to some people who have looked into the game and into attraction, but the number one problem is guys communicating this neediness and insecurity, and that comes in the form of sucking up to women, putting them on a pedestal, and just being like, "Oh, Hail Mary, you're like the only woman I want to be with," and that just put so much pressure on a woman to be like, to handle all that praise and adoration and gifts and sucking up to. It's just it does doesn't do any favors for anyone.
So guys are doing this because they think that the women will like them if they treat them really nice. You know, if they give them everything that they want and be really nice all the time and be kind of putting them on a pedestal, like you say, guys kind of think that that's going to make the woman go, "Oh, this is a great guy, you know, now I'm attracted to him." But you're saying that that's not the way it works, right?
No. I think one of the most common mistakes men make is that guys in general are very logical beings. So, everything's logical, everything should go out exactly as planned. And they don't realize that women are very emotional beings and we're very irrational at times. And so I think what a lot of men are doing is they're trying to persuade a woman to be attracted to them or to like them. And they do this using the wrong It's like, what their mum taught them, which is flowers and gifts and little love poems. And yeah, that's all good at times, when it's sprinkled and all over the place, but not when it becomes so predictably, constant all the time. And I think they don't, so firstly, they don't understand the different communication levels that both men and women have. And they're really trying to persuade a woman to like them, and it just doesn't work that way. You can't sit down with a woman and have a conversation with her and go, "You know what? This is the reasons why you should be attracted to me and why you should date me. This and this and this and this." It just doesn't work. As much as that would be awesome if it did, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Look, I had an experience just this weekend where some of this stuff was playing out for me. I was at a personal development workshop, and so there were
Okay.
guys there and there were women there, and it was a really kind of deep sharing kind of workshop. And at one point, I admitted to one of the other women there that I was attracted to her sexually, and her response was, "Well," and she obviously thought about it and went, "You know, I'm just not attracted to you." And I kind of felt like, oh, feeling a bit rejected here. But I took a step back, right? And I thought about that. When I thought about it, I thought, you know why? It's because of who I'm being when I'm around this girl, right? I wasn't being my normal, fun, playful self. I wasn't teasing her. I wasn't kind of joking around with her. I was treating her like, you know, I want you to like me. Whereas with the other people in the workshop, guys and girls, I'd be having more fun with them. So I thought about that and went, okay, I'm going to change who I'm being around this girl and I'm going to start teasing her kind of playfully. And I started doing that. And later in the workshop, she said to me, "You know, actually, I'm attracted to you."
Exactly. And that brings up a good point that you raise as well, which is this whole nature of approval seeking. I think not only is that, bad for guys in terms of attracting women, that approval seeking nature. But I mean, approval seeking never works with anyone, whether it be male, female, young, old, with your boss or your coworker. No one likes approval seeking nature. And it's especially a big deterrent when it comes to women as well. So good point that you raised there.
Got it. Yeah. The other thing that I found was when that I recognized it was who I was being around her that caused the initial rejection rather than who I was internally. I didn't have to take that so personally, right?
And no,
I didn't have to be like that all the time.
Absolutely.
So I totally get that this, it's a bit counterintuitive, but this stuff really works, right?
I tend to even argue with the point that it's counterintuitive. I think guys naturally know how to interact with women in some ways. And I just think that they have been told all these things that are just wrong about women and about understanding them, that gets them to, you know, it's like sometimes they just want to walk away and not care. But then because like the way they've been brought up by their mother, oh, no, you should always, you know, make sure that things are smoothed over with a woman and things like that, that really throw them off. But I think that when guys really allow themselves to just do what feels natural to them at times, that that the attraction can come across quite naturally.
Okay, so there's some social conditioning stuff maybe that's happening here that's actually stopping guys from building this attraction with women.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And also a huge component is self-esteem as well, and how they perceive themselves around women and around other people. And yeah, that makes up a huge component.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what about, because I think it's easy for guys to get into this kind of cycle where they interact with a woman, the attraction isn't there, they go away feeling kind of rejected and their self-esteem is undermined. And then next time they go in, it just happens again and they gradually just wear themselves down because they don't know that the approval seeking that they're doing is actually what's killing the process here, right? So do you have any tips for guys as to where to start with this? Like if they're just, you know, they haven't had a lot of success in the past and they want to start having just some little successes that'll start building that self-esteem without seeking approval from the woman all the time.
I guess one of the, you know, the main things that I can suggest is to build up their basic social skills. A lot of guys that, you know, that I talk to via email, via YouTube, or, you know, that I know in person, don't really have good social skills when it comes to people in general. Uh-huh. And so it's kind of hard to, you know, be really good with women when you're not even really good with people in general.
Okay.
So one of the suggestions I would have is to work on that first off. And that could just be, you know, when you're in your daily routine to go out and speak, friend, you know, be nice to the person serving you, or be nice to, you know, your waitress, or when you're out and about, and just have a conversation with them and not need anything from that conversation. Just simply interact with someone for the pleasure of interacting with someone. And that's it. Like, and I think the number one reason why where guys go wrong is like when they're talking with a woman, that they have a hidden agenda, whether that be wanting their phone number, whether that be wanting to ask her out on a date. And it's that hidden agenda that kind of like really screws with their mind, because they're like, they're not there in the moment with that woman. They're not fully listening to her. So, you know, you ask a question to a woman, oh, so, you know, what's your favorite fruit? And she's like explaining it to you. And then after, just after you've asked that question, you're thinking already, okay, so how am I going to ask for her number when I've just asked that question? And you're not really listening to what she has to say. Mm-hmm. Women can totally sense whether or not you're present with her in that situation, or whether or not you're off in the fairylands and you just want something from her.
Uh-huh. Okay. So how is it, do you think, women develop that kind of sense if guys just don't seem to have it?
I think guys are intuitive as well. Uh-huh. Definitely. They need practice at it.
Okay.
Women definitely get a lot of practice through talking with their friends, and I think it's just something that we learn to develop as well. I don't really know where it comes from, but women are generally, I find, very intuitive with themselves. With that said, I think a lot of women these days second guess their intuition. They you know, don't listen to what their gut says, and they always pay for it in the end by something not going the way that it should have gone. So,
okay.
But definitely when it comes to men, that intuition is usually pretty good.
Okay. So when a guy approaches a woman or he's in a conversation with a woman and he's got this hidden agenda and he's really focused on the outcome, how can I get a number? How can I get her back to my place? How can I get her naked? You know, whatever it is that he wants from her, that's kind of undermining the whole his ability to communicate with her, right?
Absolutely. To the T. And that's why I think that just by practicing, on a daily basis, when you go out to interact with people, just for the sake of interacting with them, so it doesn't matter what happens with that person that you're interacting with, that will get you off on a good basis of this, you know what, I'm just having a conversation with you. I don't really want anything from you. We're just going to see where this goes, kind of thing. And kind of just being more relaxed about it. Like with women, it's not hard. Like some guys really just think it's this, like some really advanced subject that they need to kind of get down and dirty with and really get into. And so that being that tense and that worried and that scared really does not help when attracting women. So they really need to learn to get that mental toughness, and that comes just purely from practice. They have to be able to know that, if this is something that they want to get handled, then they're going to have to learn in the process. And there's learning in the process. There are going to be times where they're going to be uncomfortable.
Sure, but if they've practiced talking to anybody around them, like checkout operators or bus drivers or just anybody, you know, how's your day going? Starting conversations and getting a bit of practice just interacting with people, then presumably they'll feel a bit more comfortable when a woman that they're attracted to comes along and they want to start a conversation with them, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of like a way to get your feet wet without jumping in the deep end right now. And I think that's why it can be so scary for guys, because here it is like they don't even have, particularly good basic social skills. And then now they're trying to go to a woman and try and all of a sudden bang, 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 and be able to get her number, get her date, get her laughing, do all these things when they don't usually do that with the people around them anyway. And another important aspect is to realize is for them to sit down and kind of figure out, well, what are their most attractive traits? I know it sounds monotonous, but are they more the mysterious kind of guy? Does that work for them? Or are they have a really awesome sense of humor? Can they work with that? It's all about figuring out what runs most naturally with them and then developing that talent.
The full interview goes on to cover how to get the results you want with women, avoiding getting overly attached to one girl, the importance of being authentic, how to deal with women's tests, how to attract women by understanding their psychology, and much, much more. It's available as a free bonus when you purchase How to Become a Chick Magnet from chick-magnet.net.